I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us now, though, is the newest member of the Texas Rangers. It's official. Lance Lynn had his press conference today at 2 o'clock, and he joins us now. How are you doing today, Lance?
I'm doing well, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. Thanks for jumping on. We're stoked to have you and excited to have you as a part of the Rangers organization. And, you had had a ton of success in the National League. You had a 4A in the American League last year. For 1 year, and your strikeouts were up. Your number overall numbers weren't as high as they'd been in the past. And then you could have gone either way, I imagine, an NL or an AL team. What made jumping back in the American League the thing to do for you?
You try to find a fit for you, personally, and then the places you want to play and things like that. And then, talking with John Daniels as the winter had gone on here, it felt like a good fit, and we were able to get something done, and we're looking forward to the next chapter of my career.
I don't know if it may be too soon in all this, but we were real enamored because we had the new Rangers manager, Chris Woodard, on yesterday. And I don't know if in the past you've crossed paths with him or if you do know him or had a chance to talk to him at all, but what your impressions were of him.
In the past was just as him as a coach, just on the other side. We didn't have a whole lot of communication, but I got to talk to him a little bit today. And, he seems to be very passionate about learning and working hard and getting ready to do everything we can to win ball games. And that's what, that's what I'm all about, is trying to win as much as you can and enjoy the process while you're doing it.
So if I'm not mistaken, it was last year. Did you wait to sign your 1 year deal till March? Is that accurate? Somewhere around?
Yeah, I think it was around March 13th or so.
Okay, in March. And then this year you got it done in December. Did you have a different approach coming in where you're like, dude, I'm not waiting around. Let's get this thing done. Was that your approach this year?
I would say last year I had the same approach, but there wasn't any offers. Everybody was slow playing it. This year I think GMs came in a little bit more ready to get things done and get their teams ready to go. I think you've seen that by a lot of signings so far this year, is guys want to know what their team's going to be and what's going to look like so they can put it together and see what kind of season they have, where last year there's a lot of waiting around on both sides. And, not so much – we didn't really wait around, but it's just kind of the way it fell for us. And you see a lot of different approaches on both sides this year, I think.
What is your approach as a pitcher? How do you try to get outs?
I'm going to attack you, and I'm going to keep attacking. And then whatever I got to do to get you out, I will, whether that's throwing the ball inside, throwing the ball down and away, making you uncomfortable. I'm gonna come after you with everything I got, every pitch, and that's how it was taught, and that's the only way I know how to do it.
Why do you think last year you were so successful at striking guys out? I mean, you've always been a strikeout guy, but last year more so than ever.
That was my second year back from Tommy John, and about halfway through the season, I was just another gear that I had that I hadn't had in a while because of the elbow issue. So I'm looking forward to having that from the get-go this year, and also having the spring training and this time of year to know where I'm going and get ready to go and be ready to go right from the get-go during the season.
We're talking to Lance Lynn, newest Ranger pitcher here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. A friend tipped us off to a story of an observation that Blylevin made on vacation one time watching you that led to a change. Would you mind giving us the details of that story?
I don't know. Well, I don't know that story.
What if I were to say it was a story involving a jersey that might need to be a little bit bigger?
That'd be news to me.
Really? Okay. Well, yeah. Do you want me to tell the story I made up?
Yeah.
You can. Yeah.
Okay. I'll read it to you exactly as it was texted to us. True story. So you can be the guy that'll verify that part or not, Lance.
Nope.
Lance was throwing a lot of balls. Blylevin was watching from Florida on vacation. First day back, walks into the clubhouse and tells Lance to get a jersey two sizes bigger because he noticed that the top buttons were popping and it limited his rotation arm. Lance wore a bigger jersey and threw the best game of the year after that. Do you believe that to be a lie, or maybe perhaps we were pranked?
That is not a story that I've ever heard.
So well, if you haven't heard it, I would assume it didn't happen to you.
You just kept praying,
yeah,
bro.
So that's a new one. That's a new one for me. That's for sure. I've never heard that before.
Well, no. That's immediately what I thought of. We are talking to Lance Lynn on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. All right, so when you look at the Rangers roster and you talk about, you know, we're talking to JD in this front office about the future, what was it that made you say, okay, I like the direction. I like where this is going. I like the squad.
Well, talking with JD and his passion for, what he's doing and all that had a lot to do with it. But you look at – I played against some of the guys over the years, and you look at, like, the nucleus of the guys that are coming into their own. They've got a the ability to be really good. And then you've got some young guys coming up, and I talked to him about some of the minor leaguers that could be making an impact here in the near future. It seemed like a place that I wanted to be a part of and, maybe help out as much as I can, too, with these guys and do everything you can to learn every day. And, if you learn something new every day and you apply it to what you're doing, you got a chance to be better. And that's what I'm here to help, but also do everything I can to win every game while also doing all that. So that's what it's all about.
They're not personally great memories for us, but I'd like to know, since you were on that 2011 Cardinals World Series team, what's something that maybe stands out for you that you remember about that Rangers team and that series?
Well, I mean, that was one heck of a ball club. I remember playing against them, especially that was my rookie year. So, I was just in awe of a lot of the talent that the Rangers have at that point. And then you look at coming in down here to Arlington and going to the ballpark, the passion of the fans when teams winning and doing what they're supposed to and performing on the field was a fun atmosphere to play in. So hopefully I can be a part of something to bring that back and that excitement and a chance to do something special.
So we'd love to learn a little bit more about Lance Lynn away from baseball. When you're not baseballing, what are you doing?
Golfing, hunting, and that's pretty much about it, and getting ready for the next season because you don't have a whole lot of time off. You get a little bit. You enjoy a couple of weeks here and there with, doing some golfing and hunting, and then it's time to get back into what you're doing, and then next thing you know, it's the holidays and spring training, and it's time to get after it again. But I try to keep it easy, but the golfing helps me keep that edge in the off season where I got to go down and try to beat somebody on the golf course. Makes it more fun.
Well, if you have to pick one, what are you going to do? You have one day off and the weather's perfect. You're going to golf or hunt?
I'm golfing any day of the week. I can't turn that down, especially if it's a beautiful day. Hunting, I mean, you can hunt on a bad day any day of the week and usually have and be all right. Golfing, you can't golf on a bad day.
Did you grow up playing, or did you pick it up when you were older?
Picked it up, a little bit as I was growing up here and there, and then right after college is when I, started playing golf, and then actually in the last 5 years is when I picked up hunting. So hunting was no part of my life until my mid-20s.
And you're aware that it's going to be scorching at least for one more year here, and then the air conditioning is coming. They've made you aware of that, right?
Yeah, that's going to be nice. It's good to get a good sweat on every once in a while.
I'm partial to the AC, so one more year away from that. Hey, man, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it. We're excited to have you on the Texas Rangers and look forward to having you back on the show again at some other point down the road.
No, I appreciate you guys having me, and I'm looking forward to the season myself. Thank you.
Wait, hey, Lance, would you mind wishing Nick a happy birthday for us?
Happy birthday, Nick. How old are we now?
43.
Well, happy birthday, and hope you have a good one.
Awesome. There thanks, it is. Lance. Thank you. Appreciate it, Lance.
All right. Thanks, guys.
See you later. There he goes. Lance Lynn, newest Texas Ranger pitcher, 3 years, $30 million. That was awesome.
Okay.
All right.
Hold on here.
Now we have to do a post-interview show here.
Don't blow the guy up.
No.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay, I was going to ask you.
No, definitely not.
Me and Ben were sent a text.
We were both sent a text, and I probably would have got to it at some point. Yep. I just had another list of things, and I probably would have gone to that myself. But
I thought it was a pretty good story.
I did too.
And by the way, you saw that I changed the wording.
You did?
I changed the wording
to be nicer.
Yeah. So here's how it was directly sent to us. True story. And by the way, the guy who forwarded the text, the top of it says, "It's all yours, a gift to Ranger Nation." True story. Lance was throwing ball 8, ball 12, typical 4-inning snoozer. So I cut that part out. Blylevin was watching from Florida on vacation. First day back, walks into the clubhouse and tells Lance to get a jersey two sizes bigger because he noticed that he was about to pop his buttons and it was limited ability to rotate his arm. Lance wore a circus tent through the best game of the year. So I changed a lot of the wording because basically saying, hey, fat guy, get us bigger jersey and you're not going to suck.
So this is from his Wikipedia page. Again, you never know, right? Yeah. On Wikipedia, you never know.
Right.
But basically it says, throughout his career, Lance has battled weight problems, which have affected his conditioning. The better shape he's been in, the longer he can go in workouts and the longer he can pitch in single games. Basically, he had, it says, a strength and conditioning coach that came in and moved in with him for a week to teach him meal prep and all that stuff, better methods to preparing healthy food. It says Lynn also replaced favorites pizza and beer with more water and vodka. And that seemed like a weird fact to see on Wikipedia.
Maybe that's the guy who also sent us the story, put the water and vodka part in there.
It so reminded me of President Bush, though.
Yeah.
Nope.
You know, I was oh, my God, that'll go in the Hall of Fame.
Nope.
Yeah, that right there. We were going to have President Bush on, and I had asked Eric Nadel, texting him feverishly before the interview, any great questions, anything to bring up? And he had mentioned something about Spanish and President Bush and while he was here and he learned it. But I got the story wrong, so when I asked it, President Bush, is it true that you learned how to speak Spanish so you could have better relations and be able to visit with some of the players like Pudge and Juan back in the day? Is that true?
No. Nope.
And then there was a dial tone and the interview ended.
Actually, the best part was, for me, he then started interviewing you. He goes, I got a question for you, Skin.
I suddenly went, yes, Mr. President. And I started thinking, okay, what am I about to get? There's a shakedown that's about to happen.
Let's talk about the Mavs, fourth center.
Yeah. When President Bush wanted to talk about the Mavs, fourth string center, it all fell apart.
That was awesome.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.